Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's episode is pretty much going right off the cuff of gun control and mass shootings. They throw in the word mass or large to include more than one body, more than one person being shot at. Now, if that were the criteria, mass shootings would be done on a daily basis by law enforcement. Every time they shoot, it usually involves more than one body. So technically, the mass shooters in America that are the worst are law enforcement. Now, we do have a big, big problem coming up here soon with our current commander-in-chief. Now, he is the president, but he cannot overturn or overrule the Constitution. The words "shall not be infringed" really go hand in hand, especially with the Second Amendment, which he is specifically targeting right now. The guy he put in charge of the ATF was one of the guys who should have been arrested and put in prison long ago for the Waco murders. And that's what they're called now. They're not. It's just the Waco raid. It's not even a lawful thing. Everybody knows the government failed. The government broke the law in every action they took in that situation. Hundreds of law enforcement officials from that time period should have been behind bars the entire time. But I digress. Now that same individual is blatantly not afraid of walking into anybody's house and taking their firearms. He's even gone on the record and saying so. That he pretty much said that our rage is impotent rage and that we won't use them. I tend to agree 9 times out of 10 if they catch us slipping. Yeah, we won't have time to grab our firearms and use them. If we get a little bit of a head notice, it'll equally be a Bundy Ranch situation. Where despite our overwhelming arms, the government will back off until they don't have to. Until they can just wait us out. Or until they, like the Malheur Refuge situation, start knocking off leadership, you know, with the ruse of going to have peaceful talks and the guise of ambush and deceit and terrorism. So, a lot of people are for what's going on right now. And a lot of people aren't realizing, and a lot of people are realizing that our civil liberties have, by and large, have been stripped away from us in one fell swoop just by adding the word pandemic. And now Joe Biden's adding the word epidemic to restrict us further. Right? So we, for the first round, it was the pandemic. So it was, let's go ahead and stifle your First Amendment. You know, your Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, you know, hell, let's go ahead and stifle all the amendments while we're at it. But, some people were still open carrying. Some people were out and about, you know. So, now we have an epidemic of mass shootings, and we're the only uncultured swine in the entire world who dares have arms against their government. Well, if you've noticed, that it has been a slow progression of citizens giving up their arms so they can instill a new world order. Like nothing, not a thing stops them from going to a new world order in America. Well, America, the United States of America is the last vestige of people, of citizenry, that have firearms in abundance enough to fight back against our own government. Everybody else does not have that option. They have the numbers, for sure, but they no longer have the option to defend themselves with firearms. They got to use different means. Subterfuge. They have to use bombing expeditions. They have to use very clandestine type of operative people. spies and all that. All of that's still prevalent in the world. All of that's still happening. There are deep agents everywhere within all confines of the United States, overseas. All that still exists. And that will ultimately become the resistance over tyranny and fascism, because we're leaning towards a universe that's more and more like V for Vendetta, where you're going to have one hegemonic leader in charge of the entire world. They're going to be pretty much the president of the world, right? And everybody else is going to, you know, bow and kiss that person's feet and acquiesce to what they want, right? And it's more than likely going to either come... It's going to come from a Western-controlled country like Great Britain or the United States or... probably not Germany. Most likely any other country outside of Germany. But yeah, it'll be a Western mentality type state. But it's so funny because we've come so far from a very capitalist, very profitable, very forward looking society that was really on the cusp of doing something great. Now there has been a reversion. A sad, sad state of affairs that we've gone backwards in our mentality and thinking to the point where it's laughable. Now we've gone so far to the left and the right that we're back in fascist territory. You know, like, it's so funny. The Democrats wanted to be the party of liberty and the party of democracy and the party, and they're none of that. They're the party of fascism. They want to take your ability to defend yourself away. And you'll hear a lot of the naysayers say, no, they're not coming for your guns. How dare you? And then they come out and say shit like, no, we're literally going to come for your guns. And we have a new guy with ATF that's going to come after your guns. And then you have the vaccinated people, and simultaneously, they're also the mass people that are browbeating everybody else for not wearing a mask and not getting vaccinated. When there has been zero fucking trials for this vaccine, people are dying. They even say in the disclosure when you sign the goddamn paperwork that they don't know what's going to happen. You may have adverse effects to this. Good luck. Pretty much what they're saying. We're going to give you this cocktail and we're just going to call you vaccinated. That doesn't mean you won't get COVID. It doesn't mean you won't... die. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means you've bowed to the government's will again, is pretty much what it stands for. And it's not going to be long. It's going to be actually very short, very quick, that they're going to be able to deny you a whole bunch of things for not being vaccinated. They already use this against your children to vaccinate them, because they'll say, you know what, we're not allowing your kids in state-funded school. If that's going to be the case, if you're not going to vaccinate them, they're no longer allowed to participate in social functions like sports. They're no longer allowed to go to dances or fly. I mean, they'll just make it so ridiculous, and they're going after more and more and more control with every law on the books, every legislation. Oh, you can't just cross the street when you want to. You got to have permission. Oh, well, you got to have permission to film. You got to have permission to go wipe your ass. You got to have permission to get up from your seat at your job, because now you're no longer in control of your own self. And ultimately, it's going to get to the point where they're going to install cameras inside your own home. They're going to install cameras in your home. They're going to install software and things in your home that will monitor you 24/7. Make sure you're not speaking the rhetoric that gets out of line. I mean, if you think this shit is not real, the mechanisms are already in place. But there's still resistance. There's still a whole lot of fuck you people out there. People that are absolutely against it. Now, I will go on the record and say, again, shoot first, shoot often. If you have government entities, CPS, police, ATF, any federal agents, anybody at your door, they want inside without a warrant, and they don't understand the word no, like the pastor said up in Toronto, hey, get out of here, Nazi. because they are now Nazis. They don't hide it anymore. They don't hide the fact that they're the brown shirt Nazis of Germany. It's gonna be before long that they round up people of color, Jews, and anybody that aligns with them into concentration camps and starts killing them. Because it's gonna be for this state. Der Staat. If you are against the state, you're an enemy, apparently. The Constitution doesn't say anything about, you know, defend the state. No. The Constitution says we the people reserve the right to tear down our government if we absolutely believe it's tyrannical. We're allowed to take up arms against our own government. We're allowed to go and be proactive and use our rights, because if you don't use them, you're going to lose them. And what Joe Biden is saying is you never had rights at all. You've always had privileges, because according to him, they're not absolute. Well, I think they are. They are absolute. And I think it's the Supreme Court that's going to learn a hard lesson too, because I think they will be targeted in the upcoming war. And any sort of upcoming conflict, the Supreme Court's going to be targeted, because they're the ones who use the language of encroachment. They use the language of the oppressors to oppress, right? They'll say, well, technically you don't have carte blanche to say anything you want to a government official, because now you can't say, oh, well, there's a fire, yeah, in a crowded movie theater. Well, obviously, you can scream fire if people logically take a look at their surroundings and there is no fire and there are multiple exits per the fire code. Then what is the crux? What is the problem? Screaming fire shouldn't automatically get you arrested. That shit's kind of old. Anyways, I'm not going to let this go further. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, but shoot first, shoot often, and Mr. Joe Biden, Mr. President, you're stepping into some very, very bad territory with your rhetoric, and it's going to come bite you in the ass, and you're a terrorist. The President of the United States is absolutely a terrorist. He is absolutely somebody who does not give a shit about the American people anymore. And we the people, if you start seeing conflict in the United States, mind your business. Stay the fuck out of our politics. Let us handle it. Because we will. And then the rightful people will rule. The rightful people will come to power. The people that actually give a shit about other people. We're gonna dig these dinosaurs out of Congress and now be, again, the United States. Where we were profitable, where we were capitalists of industry, and we've got to look beyond our own planet. We've got to look up. We've got to look into the oceans. We've got to do so many other things than squabble all over the little pieces of dirt that we're on. We've got to go deeper. We've got to go higher. But that's for another podcast. Have a good night.